Live from New York, the Fox Report.
And Lisa Brady, former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates pleads guilty to lying to the FBI and conspiracy after being indicted on money laundering and tax evasion charges, along with former campaign chair Paul Manafort.
Throughout the hearing, Gates, to me, I was about three rows from him, seemed very calm, very relaxed. Up until those final 3 minutes, he had waived a series of rights with the guilty plea, and then he had to make the final statement, kind of like the nail in the coffin of the guilty plea, and it was at that point his voice cracked.
Fox's Catherine Herridge at federal court in D.C. The charges stem from the Russia probe, but are not related to it. Manafort still says he's innocent, but there is late word of more charges accusing him of secretly paying former European politicians to lobby on behalf of Ukraine. The president talking again today about school safety and possibly arming some teachers.
I don't want a person that's never handled a gun that wouldn't know what a gun looks like to be armed. But out of your teaching population, you have 10%, 20% of very gun-adept people.
Speaking at a conservative conference this morning and then later in a joint news conference with the Australian Prime Minister. But Florida Governor Rick Scott has his own plan.
We will require all individuals purchasing firearms to be 21 or older.
His proposal would also allow a few exceptions. Scott is also urging state lawmakers to help keep guns away from those with mental issues and says his plan might have prevented the school shooting suspect from buying a gun. Strong finish on Wall Street. The Dow up 347 points, topping 25,300. The S&P and the NASDAQ also up more than 1%. All three positive for the week, but still down so far for the month. Fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
A woman who rammed a security gate near the White House with her car this afternoon is in custody. Sources tell Fox News she meant to do it, but has mental problems and wasn't trying to attack the White House. At that joint White House news conference with the Australian Prime Minister, he praised the U.S. for slapping more sanctions on North Korea.
Australia is one of our closest partners in our campaign of maximum pressure to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Today, we put the strongest sanctions on Korea that we have ever put on a country.
The president still not ruling out other options, but saying he hopes sanctions will work. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the president's daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump was briefed on the sanctions before she headed to South Korea to attend this weekend's closing ceremony of the Winter Olympics. And she had a private meeting with the South Korean president before the sanctions were announced. Transgenders may be able to keep serving in the U.S. military.
A senior U.S. official tells Fox Defense Secretary Jim Mattis submitted his recommendation to President Trump Friday, saying transgender people can serve in the U.S. military if they can deploy overseas. Mattis does not want to violate federal court orders ruling President Trump's ban on transgenders in the military is unlawful, according to the official. A White House announcement is expected next month. Last summer, Trump tweeted transgender people were no longer welcome in the military in any capacity.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Meantime, a senior U.S. official confirms that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster has written a memo to the Pentagon ordering the military to start working on the grand parade the president wanted for this coming Veterans Day. It'll be the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. A winter weather advisory is in effect due to a storm expected to bring 1 to 3 inches of snow to Utah's northern valleys. 5 to 10 inches could fall in the Utah mountains by the time the storm ends today. The Weather Service said there could be hazardous driving conditions from Ogden to St. George this morning. The Department of Transportation is urging drivers to use caution as they expect slick, snow-covered roads for the morning commute. A 21-year-old woman incarcerated at the Washington County Purgatory Correctional Facility has been charged with distributing heroin in the jail, among other charges. Jail authorities were notified by a confidential informant Monday that an inmate was distributing heroin to inmates in the G Block. Weather for the area, mostly cloudy with a high today of 44 degrees and a 40% chance of precipitation for the St. George area. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
That was from the early 1970s. That was a hearing on, is the CIA in the media? And of course, CBS was there and they said, yes. But can we talk about this in a more private place? That's basically what he was saying when he said, can we talk about this in the executive session, please? We don't want to reveal anything. And so, yes, they've been embedded for a long, long, long time and admitted to it. So I always crack up when people think that's a conspiracy theory. It's like, no, it was in hearings. No, they admitted to it.
Ask Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
I got an idea. Are there any CIA and CNN?
Let's watch him blush. Yes, that's so true.
It's known, widely known.
I know.
People stare at that guy.
I know. And take what he says verbatim.
And he's embedded like you can't believe.
I know. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hopefully you're having a great day. And I've got Dave D with me, Investigator Dave, because it's Friday. And Dave always joins me on Friday. If you don't know Dave, he's a former LAPD, an investigator, and history major, and Civil War reenactor, and all kinds of fun stuff that he brings to the show. And in the last hour of the show, we have a really special guest, too. Really excited to hear from him, because I don't know how I sit on this issue. Bart Sabrell is an award-winning documentarian, and he's going to be coming on to talk about the film he did, Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, talking about the moon landing. And so,
the alleged moon landing.
Dave, so we're going to talk about that, because I'm actually interested and open to talk to him and see what he has to say. I think it's going to be great.
Uh-huh.
I'm always open on all kinds of issues. I just want information so I can, you know, get down to what the truth is. And so I welcome your calls, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. We have a lot to talk about today. In fact, we're going to talk just for a minute about Columbine, too, because Columbine, I remember, it was my son's first birthday, is Columbine.
Mm.
And so we were having a party at the house, and I just... it hit me. And watching the kids cry on TV that were there, and it hit me. It hit me hard. And so we'll talk about that.
Those millennials out there, the younger people,
right?
This occurred in 1999.
Right.
Okay, on April 20th. That was Hitler's birthday, by the way.
I know, my son's birthday, too. Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Uh-huh, yeah. Hmm. National Marijuana Day. Go ahead.
That is true. 420.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is in Columbine, Colorado. Mm-hmm. I want to introduce a few characters, if I can, when talking about this.
Okay.
One is Cassie Bernal. Mm. And Cassie Bernal, about 2 years before, when she was 15, she turned dark. She started wearing black clothes.
Like an emo,
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting writing cryptic messages.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents were very, very worried about her. She started writing, they found things in her room like, I want to kill my parents.
Hmm.
And just all this SCA or whatever this, you know, these different organizations, they change. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very bad. And so they were worried for her. So they decided to take her out of town into Columbine, which is just out of town. Nice school outside of Denver.
Nice little suburb.
Yeah. And there, maybe she'd get something. Well, she was challenged by a youth minister, McKinsey, to come to a youth camp for a weekend. And she did. She went over there. She accepted the invitation. Probably her parents pushed her. Misty, her mom, pushed her. And she came back and she says, Mom, I'm a totally changed person. I've given my life to Jesus.
Wow.
And I promise you, Mom, I really am changed. And from that moment on, she was completely changed. She got rid of all the dark aspects of her life that she could. Okay. And she attended church regularly. She would write. In fact, 2 days before the Columbine shooting, she was at a young women's type of a program. And she got up and bore her testimony and said, you know, I'm not afraid to die.
Wow.
I'll be with Jesus in a far better place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on 2 days later, she was at Columbine High School.
Yeah.
At about 11:19 in the morning, two men walked onto that school armed with students. Klebold and Harris.
Right.
Okay. And they walked on, and they had guns, 9mm mostly, and a shotgun. Okay. And they had been planning for a long time to plant bombs, and they did. They planted bombs. Most of them turned out poorly built and didn't explode. And they walked in there with a determination to kill as many people as they could. Cassie was in the library at that time, along with fellow students. When Klebold and Harris opened up, the first thing they did was they tried to explode a bomb. They had a but it didn't work. For some reason, it didn't function. Finally, they gave up. They had a couple homemade pipe bombs on them. They just started walking across the campus on the way to the school, shooting people as they went. And people at first couldn't realize what was going on.
They thought it was a senior prank or something.
Yeah, senior prank. And they couldn't quite understand what happened. But Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Dylan. D-Y-L-A-N. Dylan, I guess you pronounce it. They went into the school after shooting people on the football field. In the campus, then they went into the school itself, up and down the stairs, blasting away anybody that happened to be in their way. Almost everybody. A few they let go for some reason. And so as they were going down the stairs, kids were panicking and running everywhere. And there were people that were getting shot. And fortunately, they used 9mm, which is used in war, but it's not as deadly as some other rounds could be. And so a lot of kids were shot but didn't die. And so as they went up and down the stairs, they were just shooting everybody. One of the students, Sanders, he was a business teacher, and he was at the bottom of the stairs, and he saw him up there shooting, and he was trying to prevent a stampede. So he told all the kids at the lower-level cafeteria, which is being bombed, and the main-level hallway, he says, get in here. And he tried to get them out of harm's way. Then he got shot. He took a bullet.
Yeah.
And in a stairway leading up to the school library, and the library is very important, Sanders was hit once and then again by gun blasts. And he was gushing blood. He was laying on the floor. He staggered through the hallway and managed, still trying to manage, guide students. Okay, and then at the science room, he collapsed. And another teacher, Doug Friesen, and several students ripped off their shirts, pressed him into his wounds, trying to save his life with makeshift tournaments. One of them was Aaron Hansey. He was an Eagle Scout, and he was taught on how to use first aid. And he and Kevin Starkey started working on him, trying to keep him from alive. In fact, Kevin Starkey went through his jacket and pulled out some pictures of his family and kept showing him his pictures of his family, saying, "Read it. Who's this? Who's this?" Trying to keep him alive. He was bleeding, though. He was bleeding very, very bad. Another teacher grabbed a note and held it up to the window. "I'm bleeding, bleeding to death." Mm-hmm. 4 hours later, when SWAT arrived, he was dead. He lost blood and consciousness. Mm-hmm. He told his students, he says, "Just tell my daughter I love her." And he died there in a SWAT officer's arms. Well, then they walked down the hallway and they went to the library. And they've been shooting kids all the time, and they're running. They heard, the kids in the library heard the shooting. And Patty Nelson, she was a librarian, teacher there at the time. She said, "Get under the tables, get under the tables." The library tables are long. Mm-hmm. So they got under these tables and they waited. And they could hear footsteps in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And then the door opened. Footsteps came in. And Patty Nelson, "Oh my God, they're here. They're in this room." Most of the kids were praying. They were really praying. Patty Nelson started reciting the Lord's Prayer over and over and over. And the other kids were just scared to death. Okay, and so then they just started going from table to table. Boom. Mm-hmm. Looking underneath the tables. Oh, the first thing they did when they got in there, they said, "If there's any jocks in here, stand up." Mm-hmm. Nobody stood up, right? Then they started shooting. And nobody stood. And but as they went from table to table, finally, beneath one table, there was Craig Scott, and he had two schoolmates, Isaiah Scholes, and he was a casualty. And they spotted him. And one of the killers, when he saw Isaiah, and he was black, he's a black guy, he says, "Hey, there's a nigger over here." And then, "Get up." Before he could get up, boom, they shot and killed him.
Wow.
And he was the only black person that was killed there.
Yeah.
And then they celebrated. They could hear them laughing in there when they were doing it. They went up to one table, and they, you know, they said, when they reached the middle of the library, they said, "Hey, who's under this table?" Harris did. Mm-hmm. And Savage was there, this guy named Savage, and John Savage. And he says, "It's John Savage." And so he stood up, and then Klebold looked at him and said, "It's you." And he says, "Hi, Dylan. What are you guys doing?" Mm-hmm. And Klebold says, "Oh, I'm just killing people." And he says, "Are you going to kill me?" Mm-hmm. And Klebold said, "No, get out of here." His mother didn't know why he was released at this.
Wow.
Then he got to the middle of the library. It was an interesting thing that happened there, because there's a guy there by the name Joshua Lapp. Mm-hmm. And Joshua Lapp, he's a sophomore at Columbine, and on the day of the massacre, he hid under a table there. It was located only about 5 feet from the table that Daniel Mauser cowered under, and Daniel Mauser was shot. But Joshua Lapp had a girlfriend there named Brittany, and so he threw himself over her body to help protect her. But he kept looking over his shoulder, because he says, "I was looking over my shoulder the whole time. I wasn't going to let them shoot me without looking me in the eye. I used to watch like Lethal Weapon and all those action movies, and I remember they say that it's hard to kill somebody if they're looking you in the eyes." And so I don't know if it's true, but as far as I was concerned, it was real at the time. So I was making sure that if they were going to come over and shoot us, I was going to look them in the eye.
Right.
And then Eric Harris fatally shot his friend Daniel Mauser in the face. And Joshua could see them looming closer where he resided. And he said, then they walked over to the outside of Daniel's desk. They were about two desk lengths away. They both looked at me. I made eye contact with them both, and they were straight-faced, like I would look at somebody walking down the street.
We're going to come right back. We have a lot more points on this when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
Years ago, NASA set out to develop a material that would cushion their seats to increase survivability in the event of a crash. That revolutionary material eventually became the Tempur-Pedic mattress. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where during our President's Day sale, you can save up to $600 on select Tempur-Pedic sets. You can get the best mattress on the planet for the best price in town. What do you think about that? Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Why choose AW Wi-Fi Managed Networking Service?
Reliable, that's why.
They include a reliable Wi-Fi router with the latest dual-band AC technology. It helps avoid interference, issues with other Wi-Fi routers in your neighborhood, and provides the highest speeds to your devices.
Remote troubleshooting.
They manage and troubleshoot settings for your router, eliminating the need to worry about router and Wi-Fi issues. Affordable AW Wi-Fi service, only $9.95 per month.
And the router hardware is included.
AW Wi-Fi. Only from AWI.
Start the year off right with a new built Ford Tough truck from Ken Garf St. George Ford. Get New Year savings up to $10,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 F-150 XLT. Our Ford F-Series is the best-selling truck in America going on 41 years. So get the job done right with New Year savings up to $10,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 F-150 XLT. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Ford Credit Finance, see dealer for details based on 2017 sales.
H&E Equipment Services in St. George is offering savings that are tough to beat on select Bobcat equipment, including 0% interest for 48 months, or in lieu of financing, $2,500 rebates on new Bobcat T650 compact track loaders. Plus, limited time savings on skid steer loaders and compact excavators, too. Hurry into H&E Equipment Services located at 4319 South River Road in St. George, or call 435-674-2994 for details. H&E Equipment Services, your Bobcat dealer in Southern Utah.
Are you giving your Social Security dollars back to the government? It happens every day to people who don't have an effective Social Security strategy. The right plan for accessing your Social Security benefits can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars to you and your spouse's retirement income. Don't make the costly mistake of being unprepared in retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 for a free Social Security optimization report. Take advantage of proven strategies to help maximize your Social Security benefits. You've paid into this system your entire career. Don't make the same mistakes that cost people hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned benefits. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 and arm yourself with a free Social Security Optimization Report. It's absolutely free, it's easy, and could dramatically change your retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 or visit them at utahsfinancialplanner.com.
I just talked to my CPA, and I'm pretty angry. He told me that I owe the Obamacare penalty of over $2,000 to the IRS on top of my other taxes because I didn't have a qualified health plan last year. And he tells me that the penalty is going to be even higher this year. Luckily, I'm not going to have to deal with that anymore. I decided to opt out of the whole Affordable Care Act, including the IRS penalties. How's that possible, you ask? I just heard about a medical cost-sharing organization, and that, as a member, I'm exempt to the ACA individual mandate and the IRS penalties. I do get to keep my doctor because there are no networks, no HMOs, no PPOs. I can go wherever I like. Best of all, the monthly sharing amount for my family is only $449 a month. All the information you need is at medicalcostshare.com. If it makes sense, you can even enroll online. Take some time and read the guidelines and see if it's right for you. Medicalcostshare.com. It's not health insurance. It's better.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'll tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America. What they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Happy Friday to you. I've got Investigator Dave with me, and we're talking about Columbine, and we have a couple of points to make on Columbine. We're going to get there. But what Dave is referencing as he's going through the stories is so important to understand about what happened there and drawing some parallels to today.
Yes.
So stay with us, because I think these are very, very, very important points that Dave's about to make. And you were just about to talk about David Lapp.
Yeah, David Lapp was just about four or five feet from Cassie Burnett.
Okay.
Who was also hiding underneath her desk. Okay. And she was crying, "Oh, dear God, why is this happening? I just want to go home."
Right.
And he could hear her clearly. And he testified at that time, and not only him, but Kevin Coniger and Emily Wyatt, and all three of them testified that Harris walked up there and said, "Oh, you believe in God?"
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a pause for a minute, and she said, "Yes, I believe in God." And so then, boom, they blew off the side of her head. And this also happened to Valene Schnur. She was there. Schnur, she was there too, also praying. Only when they asked her, why do you believe in God? She says, "Because my parents taught me about him." And they let her go, but not Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so they blew Cassie's, like I say, shot her in the head. Okay, and since then, there's been a book written. She
mm-hmm.
said yes, and her parents put out this book as accurately as they could. They interviewed all three of these witnesses who were
right.
there. And the fact is, and the argument they made was, what are you going to say?
Right, yeah.
What are you going to say? How dedicated are you?
Mm-hmm.
And she said yes. Since then, Salon, about 5 months after the shooting, Salon magazine came out. David Cullen published an article saying it's fake.
Right.
It's a myth.
There was even a book written, The Unlikely Martyrdom of Cassie Bernal, right?
And you can tell by the tone of their writing that they're really anti-Christian,
mm-hmm.
if it could be, because she became a martyr for Christianity and testifying of Christ.
Right.
Okay. And so they went back and interviewed these three kids, and they got Kevin, mm-hmm. actually Emily Wyatt said, "Well, I heard Cassie praying, but,
I don't remember that.
Did you remember really them asking her?"
mm-hmm.
And this is 5 months later, and they're, questioning them. Joshua Lapp,
mm-hmm.
He refused to change his testimony. He says, "I heard what I heard," and that's what she said.
Okay.
Nevertheless, if you go to Wikipedia, you go to anywhere else, it's a myth.
Yeah.
It never occurred.
Sure.
And why are they so afraid of having a Christian martyr testifying of Christ mm-hmm. and dying?
It's a great point.
Ask
yep.
Salon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that I just wanted to point out, that the left hates this kind of stuff, and they hate this goodness,
mm-hmm.
And they want to destroy it every chance they get.
Right.
And so, I believe Joshua Lapp.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
or
it
David
happened.
Lapp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe. I'm sorry. It's my mistake. It was Joshua Lapp.
Joshua Lapp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe them. And but I'm thinking of this. When you talk about Columbine, mm-hmm. you've got all these narratives. You've got these kids that saw this and testified to that. You got kids that's talking about prayer. You got kids running here and there and everywhere else. Look what happened at Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
How many interviews are out there? Where are all those kids?
Right.
We're the ones telling us what they saw and what they did. It's not there. And the first thing out of the kids' mouths, we need legislation. We need gun control.
Yeah.
It never.
Yeah. You're right. There is something very missing about this one, because as you were going through that, it brought back a lot of memories of what we heard from all of the interviews and the parents on shows and things like that. And there was an awful lot of those stories, and people were recalling these moments that will stay with them forever, right? And how a lot of them very religious and just a lot. It seemed as though when they were recalling these, because I've watched interviews over and over on Columbine, is a different tone. It was people really crying in the camera, under just really shaken, and they had their own moment as to what was going on,
right?
And they had these stories that were very specific and very...
They're real.
Yeah, you can feel the emotion when you're watching these. You can feel it because you can feel the fact that this happened to them. That it's really how do I say this? That it's just very so emotional they could hardly talk about it on camera.
Exactly.
There was one kid who kind of struggled to get through it, and his testimony is one of the longest on camera that day or that night, and it was he wasn't super emotional, but you could tell it was hard for him to mm-hmm. talk about it. But he didn't have to. I don't know. It just seemed like it flowed because he was recalling a memory. When you're recalling a memory, it flows because you know those specifics. They're set in stone, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Versus, and I you have to look at that Columbine, mm-hmm. which some people are saying that was a fake flag. It was not.
Yeah.
That occurred. Mm-hmm. And then compare and contrast that to Parkland.
Right.
Okay. And especially David Hogg. Now, he had a hard time getting through his interview, too, because he kept forgetting his lines.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is it's very, very, it's a rote. Mm-hmm. It's just like getting right. up and giving you memorized lines.
Listen to this. Listen to this. She's talking about the teacher that was killed.
Teresa Miller says two students knelt beside Dave Sanders to give him comfort as he was dying.
They took his wallet, in which he carries hundreds of pictures of his kids, and showed him the photographs and would ask Dave to tell me about who's this beautiful girl.
Connie Sanders.
Yeah. I mean, it was just different watching these.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch the aftermath.
Right.
Especially what's happened after Parkland. And you can see a clear, it's so blatant, it's almost like a cartoon. The rote and the staring into the camera and saying this and says, help our kids from getting killed more. And it's all with one agenda, right? Mm-hmm. You hold on your hands the blood of these kids if you don't pass gun control legislation. And it just goes on and on that way. Yeah. And it's feeding right in there. And it's, no, there's something, something really.
I said yesterday that it's acceptable to politicize right away, but it's not acceptable to ask questions right away. Very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no moments that those kids had that they really talked about. It was very. One strange thing is that's really hard for me to piece together on Florida is that it's so mechanical. Three different kids had the same story and the exact same story, and I thought they're in different buildings. How does that happen over and over again? Just was kind of strange that when recalling it was very mechanical. So, mm-hmm. and it was let me get through this and okay, and then next, where was the next camera? And I thought that's weird. Something's very off about that to me, and it hit me in the gut. And but the thing about the two boys in Columbine that I noticed is these were boys that knew what they were doing. That they had a different MO. In the last 5 years, every one of these mass shootings has been the same MO: young male, loner, joins right wing groups on Facebook. Doesn't have a lot of people in his life, right? And then also mentally ill, okay? Really right. struggling. Like struggling so much, how do they carry out what they're going to carry out when you're struggling a lot, okay? Dylan and Harris were not struggling like that mentally. They knew what they were doing, planned it. They knew it.
If you look at
That's
their,
different.
Look at their journals mm-hmm. and their writings. You can right. see it in there. And they allowed
it was
the
deliberate.
Victims. They allowed the victims' parents to mm-hmm. look at those. And then they hid it.
Yeah.
You couldn't publish it. You couldn't write down notes or anything else. You could just read it, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you could see that they were antisocial. They hate, especially Harris, hated society. He hated people.
Mm-hmm.
He hated.
Said he was bullied, right? That was kind of.
He hated jocks. Mm-hmm. And also, mm-hmm. According to their mother, they were at the time on Zoloft.
Mm-hmm.
And then they changed that to Zuvox. They're both antidepressants.
Right.
Okay.
But they weren't so mentally ill.
They were calculating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
yeah.
planned on what to do after the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to go to Mexico And then another time they were going to go to Denver and hijack a plane mm-hmm. and drive it into, the of all things, a building in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there was another plan where they were going to escape to Israel and ask sanctuary because Klebold is Jewish and mm-hmm. Harris said he was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there was just all kinds of plans to escape. They were calculating.
Mm-hmm.
They,
yep.
It wasn't...
And deliberate.
It was very deliberate. Not only that, but just as their escape plan
mm-hmm.
on how to avoid getting caught.
Right. And so here's the deal. I love the fact that you brought up, there's no stories. There's no God stories, because in those moments, that's usually where people go. Look at every movie you've ever watched. What do they do in every disaster movie? What do? They finally get to the element where... Finally, they mention God, right? Because they're in that mm-hmm. final moment. Okay, God help us is like one of the most famous movie right. lines. Okay. And so there are those moments, and you haven't seen any of that. In the last 5 years, I haven't noticed anyone that has referred to that or told a story about that or anything.
Right.
That's weird.
Victims or suspects.
Okay. So it reminds me of the Jerry Varnell story where this just came out last summer. I mentioned it briefly, I think yesterday or the day before, where the family came out and said, an FBI informant's been around our kid for 7 months. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's been around our kid for 7 months. And we even banned him from our home. And he kept sneaking into our house. Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And the name of him was Professor. That's how he was referred to because they didn't know he was an FBI informant. Either did their kid. Their kid's schizophrenic, mentally ill, with a criminal background, joining Facebook pages. Okay, that are right wing. Okay, so this informant shows up, and they said all of a sudden a kid with no driver's license and no way to have a car because they were guardians of him even at 23, and they controlled his money. They knew exactly how much he had. He had no way to get a van. He had no way to get a driver's license. All of a sudden these things started showing up, and all of a sudden he's in a van with a bomb in it in front of at a bank that the informant says he wants to blow up. It's all hearsay. The informant is feeding the information to the FBI and saying, oh yeah, he wants to do this and he wants to do that. And this is what he said. There's no proof. It's just what the informant said that this kid said.
Mm-hmm.
And the family came out and said, he's being manipulated by this informant. This informant wants something from the FBI. And so he's feeding information to the FBI. He's putting my son in this position. He's manipulating him into this. And there's a couple ways to go with that. There's one where you have a mentally ill person that you convince to do something. So now you have a level of no accountability, right? Because you've convinced them and now it's on them.
You got
right?
it. Right.
The FBI can put themselves out a layer of deniability because they can say, well, that's the FBI informant giving us that. It wasn't us. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So everybody's got this protection layer. And if people are being manipulated into crimes when they're mentally ill, and that's all we've seen in the last 5 years, why aren't people looking at that? Why do people not want to wrap their brain around that idea that there is manipulation involved and that there could be some coercion involved?
Well,
opportunity involved where they escalate a situation instead of that situation. Because they said, the parents said, our son would have never had the means to do that, would have never done that, unless somebody was feeding it to him, giving that to him, and making sure that he showed up to do that with all of the things he needed to do. There was no way he could have done it on his own.
Yeah, that's called journalism. But we're not invited to look behind the scenes mm-hmm. at the parents or the kid or anything else. Mm-hmm. First thing we do is look on drugs a little bit, and then it's gone.
Well, we think, you know, it's a crazy person, and so they're going to walk into a situation like you or I would if we were psychotic or nuts or whatever. And I don't know how people can carry out what they're carrying out sometimes when they're that bad off. Like, he was real bad off. He's mm-hmm. severely mentally ill. So
right. You know, I was listening, I think it's Dave or what, on an mm-hmm. SGD mm-hmm. report,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he surmised that, hey, they've got a lot of these psychos in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
They've got them on a docket, you know, maybe a dozen of them.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they want to pull off a false flag or have a shooting or something, they just pull them out. They're already programmed,
mm-hmm.
trained. And a lot of times all it takes is a handshake, a
right.
word, a color of a jacket or
right.
something, trigger their minds.
Right.
And off they go.
So here's a point. The FBI knew about Cruz a year ago, and then they said that they dropped the ball, and they admitted that. The FBI never admits that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, we just dropped the ball. So everybody be mad at us, and then let's get over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
well, what if
they
didn't drop the ball?
They didn't drop the ball. He was.
And so,
he was their guy.
Yeah. Well.
You know.
I don't know how
programmed.
I just think that if people gave that a little bit more thought, would it shed a different perspective on things? Possibly, because we seem to go after the wrong solution often, and I think that that needs to be examined because it's been going on for decades.
Yes.
It's just not talked about a whole lot.
There you go.
His parents were vocal. So there you go. Right back at you in a moment. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Has your heating and AC system struggled and you've wondered when is the best time to upgrade that old system? Now is a great time. During the milder season, where you probably aren't using your system as much, and the guys at Air Care Professionals have more time available. Plus, great specials. Get up to $900 off a new system and 0% equipment financing options, OAC. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com.
At Smiles Restored, they love making people smile. It's the reason they do what they do. But don't just take their word for it. Their patients say it best.
Smiles Restored had amazing prices. Nobody else even came close. I love my new smile.
I flew in from out of state based on the recommendation of a friend. It was worth it. I'm literally saving thousands of dollars on an implant with Smiles Restored.
And those are just a few of over 100 Google reviews for Smiles Restored. They know how important your smile is. Their team of highly trained dentists, Dr. Hansen, Dr. Staples, and Dr. Curtis, are committed to not just improving your smile, but making it affordable too. With years of experience and a skilled staff, their number one focus is running a highly efficient dental office. That allows them to pass the savings on to you and yet confidently maintain the highest quality service. For great dental work at a price you'll love, call Smiles Restored in St. George and Cedar City for a free consultation today. 688-2772. 688-2772 or online at smilesrestoredofutah.com.
You feel it every morning when you take a hot shower. You hear it every time you turn on your TV or radio. You smell it when you're cooking dinner.
Honey, that smells great!
It's the energy that powers your home. And because you bought a home in the Dixie Power service area, you're spending a lot less on electricity than if you bought somewhere else. Dixie Power has the most affordable rates in the area and is always working to make your life better. Safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. Dixie Power, energizing life.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you for the first time in your life the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
It's always about the details. Hi, this is Ryan from St. George Car Wash and Detail Center. The reason St. George Car Wash has so many loyal customers is because we pay attention to the details when it comes to detailing a vehicle. Our staff is trained and has years of experience in knowing how to expertly care for and painstakingly detail any vehicle, cars, trucks, or RVs. If it's important to you, trust it only to St. George Car Wash and Detail Center just off the freeway on South Bluff Street.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line.
There. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, and you can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com, and I'm on iTunes, and you can also get the SoundCloud podcast each hour of the show. You can get that on katedalyradio.com, so make sure you visit. And also click on the sponsors of the show, like Fruit Greens, where you can pick up a supplement that's amazing. You can put in the code KATE, and you can get 25% off, and it's 20 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down to give you all the nutrients that you need each day. Also gives you tons of energy. It's so wow. Nice. I love it. So make sure that you take advantage. The picture is right on my website, katedalyradio.com. And Dave and I are just talking about all these different things that are coming up that are, I think people need to be willing to take a look at some of these things and decipher through them.
You have to. And you know, when I first saw this on TV, mm-hmm. I thought, I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reaction is your first reaction. They're showing you the shooting. They're showing you bang, bang, bang in the classrooms mm-hmm. and kids getting down and all this other stuff. And your first reaction is, well, it sounds feasible.
But the bullets weren't hitting anything. It was very odd because
I'd realize that afterwards, but I meant for the first hour.
Because that one kid said it was in the hallways like it was in the sound system. That's what one of the kids said. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. After a couple hours, I had to shake myself and say, wait a minute. Come on. You know these things are set up, most mm-hmm. of them. Think about it. And so hold your judgment. And so I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to watch and wait and see what, you know, independent investigators come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you start, you know, but the idea is, and this is planned purposely, they hit you hard and fast because they want to put it in your head, the viewing audience. Because once it's in your head, mm-hmm. it's hard to change it.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the subject
so
is.
That's true.
Once you believe something, mm-hmm. it's hard to unbelieve it. And so that's their idea. 2-3 months later, or even weeks down the road, they'll let all the alternative media mm-hmm. discuss their stuff. But right away, they're shutting down Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
Anybody that says...
They are scrubbing. They're protecting some of these kids that are on the interviews.
Uh-huh.
They're scrubbing so hard. I got censored yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
They're shutting down Facebook and they're shutting down Twitter. Anything that talks about, you know...
Anyone asking questions.
This guy being a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And especially David Hogg.
Yes.
In fact...
There's a lot of questions about David Hogg. Yeah.
It's amazing. But I CNN, Anderson Cooper, mm-hmm. of all people, come out and said, hey, there's some... questions about you being a plant and all this. That's not true.
Well...
But...
I looked this up, actually, and it was so interesting. Every single mainstream outlet, and I mean every single one of them, mm-hmm. had a huge article on, I can't believe people would think that any crisis actor is actually real. And I can't believe that people are saying that about these kids. And I'm talking, they went on a full-fledged, this does not happen in America, you shameful people, how dare you even bring it up?
Yes.
Okay, it was strange because they haven't done that before. But it was full-fledged, I mean, go into protection mode, defense mode, like, you know, and also on the offense mode.
Right.
Like, you horrible little people out there that, you know, think something else is going on.
You just said the two words that are key,
mm-hmm.
crisis actor.
Yeah.
And they scan the computers for that. And if they see it, boop, off mm-hmm. it goes.
Yeah. You know what? You want to know something interesting? One of the crisis actor companies called Human Domain, LLC.
Uh-huh.
They do a lot of stuff. They hire a lot of people for role playing and this
right.
kind of thing for drills. They're located in Virginia. That's convenient.
Oh,
that's right
yeah.
where the government is. Anyway, I just
right
wanted to mention that. But there's two cool. things that bother me about this. One is that not one kid said they ran in a hail of bullets, that there was a hail of bullets. They only said they heard a couple of pops. That's all that's all anyone says is I heard a couple of pops, 3 to 5, okay? And when the shooting in Texas happened, they came out with the official story on that. They said 700 rounds were shot in 11 minutes.
I can't do that.
Well, I'm just wondering that if you are going to go into a school and you're going to do this for that long, then why didn't people hear that many shots going off? It's kind of strange that the only people they had on camera were, I heard a couple of shots. So that was kind of strange. One more thing I want to mention. About this kid, Nicholas Cruz. And he could have been very troubled, yes, and I believe that. And of course, he's had issues. The doctor that took care of him, okay? And I think people really need to kind of wrap their brain around this. He had treatment at a children's center for development behavior. Cruz did.
Uh-huh.
And it was military, okay? The guy that took care of him, Dr. Lubin, is vice president of clinical affairs. And you want to know what his background is? He's held positions with Army Intelligence and NASA, where he led teams in the design of user systems and automated training systems. And he's the doctor that took care of Nicholas Cruz at this development center. Now, the kid, the family that Nicholas Cruz went to live with for 3 months after his mother died,
right,
is also in military intelligence. That's odd. I think everyone That's should very, be like, what?
You know, that reminds yeah. me.
Strange.
Of
yeah.
John Holmes. Mm-hmm. Remember the Aurora
yes.
shooter?
Yes.
Out there?
Yeah.
He, according to, there were accusations, not accusations, but evidence that he worked with Air Force intelligence, psychological warfare. This is interesting.
Yeah, because a lot of the backgrounds come up with people around them he, that work in that.
He walks out of the theater, yes, sits in his car, and strange. Surrenders. And then he says, oh, he surrendered. Apparently, he's supposed to get shot out there. Because mm-hmm. there were three people that went in there with tear gas yeah. and guns. That's what the witnesses say, but the mainstream news is not going to tell you what the witnesses mm-hmm. say. And then he says, okay, by the way, I've got a whole bunch of explosives in my room, and so be careful going in there. And they went in there. It was all booby-trapped like crazy. Hmm. Apparently, he came down too soon
right,
and blew the cover off of it. So they do a lot of this. This mm-hmm. psychological warfare. Remember the Navy Yard shooter?
Mm-hmm.
The ELF weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, extra low-frequency mm-hmm. weapon. In fact, he was kept saying, in fact, Cruz said the same thing. I heard voices in my head
mm-hmm.
that was telling me to do this. And the shooter at the Navy Yard said the same thing. He ran. He went. Got in a motel somewhere to try to get away from it. It was constantly bombarded. But he worked also for intelligence
mm-hmm.
and psychological warfare. And he knew what was happening to him. And so on his rifle, he wrote on the stock, my ELF weapon.
Hmm.
Before he went over there and did the shooting. Because
it's interesting.
It's interesting.
You know, we're talking about a lot of these things, and I can sense, I'm sure that some people out there are like, oh, you guys, what is your problem? Why can't you just, the media is not going to collude to not tell the right story, and you guys don't know what you're talking about? Because I've been getting this lately, a lot of just backlash, you know, and it's kind of funny, because if you bring stuff up that people should be asking, you get sort of this, I can't believe you're asking. And then when you say, I know, but look at what I'm bringing up. Look at the information I'm pointing to. Why are you angry about that? Then you still get the, well, I blame you. I blame you for pointing it out. And people don't like that. It shifts it too much. Yeah, people don't like that. It makes them very uncomfortable. But I can't make up who this kid's doctor was, and I can't make up who the family he lived with and the ties that they have together. And so, and I can't, the questions I have about the shooting, you know, people die in shootings, and it is so sad and it's so terrible. Don't you want to find out who could be behind that more so than maybe what we've been told? And could there be other players? And that's the big question.
That's a good point.
Because I would think that as an American, when you go into court, I've said this before, when you go into court, both sides don't not bring their A game in court to prove a point and go through all the evidence. They don't just say, you know what, let's not do it as a respect for the person that died. They want to get to the truth as the respect for the person that died.
Right.
Just like in 9/11, it wasn't the crazy conspiracy theorists out there that drove the investigation. It was the families of the deceased. They said, something's not right with your story. And we're going to make you do an investigation, and you're going to do it until you figure out what's going on. And then a lot of people just mysteriously perish that were calling for those results. But anyway, I think that as a populace, be mad or at least want to look into it. And if you don't find it, that's fine, but at least want to.
That's a philosophical question I want to ask.
Yeah.
Do most people, do you like to live in a fantasy world?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more comfortable. It's just much more easy.
Maybe.
I went to a wargaming conference once, and they were selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I've abandoned my search for truth. Now I'm looking for a good fantasy. You know? And that's those little mm-hmm. gaming conferences.
Yeah.
But I wonder about that. You know, some people, just don't tell me the truth. Just let me live my life. I want to believe. And this happens all in life. Mm-hmm. I want to believe that boy loves me. I want to believe that all mm-hmm. is well here. I want to, you know.
Yeah, I want to believe is the key. And, here's the dilemma we face on the show. I want to tell you the story of Jerry Varnell, because his parents came out and they were extremely vocal and very certain that their son was being manipulated by an FBI informant for 7 months before he carried out this crime that he couldn't have carried out. Do you tell that story? Or because you find it to be something that people need to understand and know about? Or do you say, well, I don't want to go that story because it might make people upset, so we'll just let mainstream take over and just let them tell the story they want to tell. Don't question it, because people might freak out.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's easier. Just go live our lives.
Right. And so I choose and you choose to bring it up. Let's walk through it. Let's talk about it. Let's face it. And then if we get to the end of that conversation and we feel like, no, what happened, you know, then that's great. But if we don't start seeking out the truth, and if people don't start waking up and they start at least revering those that will ask questions, right? Or at least be okay with it on some level, but to turn from it and just denounce anyone that, how dare they ask a question because you're not honoring the dead. No, I'm sorry. The only way you can honor the dead is with the truth, not with some made up story.
And speak the truth. Yeah. Right? I've been really appreciating the NRA lately in response to all these attacks, because they're just standing up for once. They're standing up. They're not bending over.
Yeah, not like Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Jeez. How do I feel about guns? You tell me. It was just ridiculous. So, yes, I agree with you.
I agree. Yeah. They are.
They're standing up, and they're saying that's not the problem. That's not the problem.
Yes.
And if this was a bomb, if the guy dropped a bomb on 50 people, do you think for one hot second that we would be talking about laws to change bomb safety? No. What we'd be talking about is just the deaths, needless deaths of the students. The only time we ever talk about the weapon, the only time we ever talk about changing real laws for, is about a gun. So it's like an opportunity always. It's an opportune moment for the gun, you know, gun control crusade to sweep in and let their emotional narrative be won. But the founders were very specific in saying, this is number two on the list, because you have to be able to keep your government in check, or at least present a capacity to do so.
Mm-hmm.
The threat of doing so. Because if you remove even the threat of doing that.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you're going to, it just means the threat of that, then now we are in communism hell.
Yeah, they'll run roughshod over you. You know what bothers me kind of in the back of my neck?
What's that?
Back of my head too, is why do they go to such extremes?
Mm-hmm.
To do this, why are they so adamant about gun control? What is it?
Well, they have to be.
It can't be just a natural fear. They've got to have some reason.
Because that's the only way you can defend all of the other amendments. It's the only thing that you have at your disposal.
Yeah. So what they plan, do they plan something that would actually bring out guns in people to defend? Mm. Is there something down the road that they've got waiting for us?
I don't know.
That would cause the American people to rise up with guns? That they have to get rid of this?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that.
I kind of thinking down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
I surmise these things at night when I can't sleep.
They're called 3 a.m. thoughts.
Yeah.
That's what I call them. I have them all the time, trust me. But no, I thought you brought up some really good aspects, and I forgot about that with Columbine. There were a lot of stories, individual stories, and so many God moments. You haven't seen that in 5 years, which is very interesting. They passed the Smith-Mundt Act 5 years ago, by the way, where propaganda is legalized.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they put up crosses for all those kids that died at Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
And the liberals take them down.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let them have the crosses.
Isn't that
amazing?
Yeah, it really is sad.
You're talking about dead kids.
Yeah.
Christians.
Right. But you did bring up a great point in that those stories were told and that you haven't seen that. And why? Why is that? Because there could be, I mean, that could go into several different conversations, but wow.
At Parkland, was there an Eagle Scout that helped somebody?
Yeah.
Who helped the wounded? Who dragged? Who did? None of that.
None of that. You're right. That's something to think about today. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. We'll be right back. You're going to love this. Bart Sobrell, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. It's going to be very intriguing. I'm actually intrigued to hear what he has to say. And so we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Stay with us.
Calvin Coolidge slept for 11 hours every night. Lyndon Johnson took naps after every lunch. And Teddy Roosevelt snoring could raise the dead.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. So why am I talking about presidents and sleep? Just my way of reminding you of our biggest sale of the year, the President's Day sale, going on now. Save up to $900 and sleep like a king. I mean like a president. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Start the year off right with a new built Ford Tough truck from Ken Garf St. George Ford. Get New Year savings up to $10,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 F-150 XLT. Our Ford F-Series is the best-selling truck in America going on 41 years. So get the job done right with New Year savings up to $10,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 F-150 XLT. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Ford Credit Finance, see dealer for details based on 2017 sales.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.